Hey, it's Woody and Jim. Before this was a podcast,
it was us saying things on the radio.
On 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. This story is the strangest thing you've heard so far in this election season. Has been very unusual already.
It has been. Lots of things have happened.
Candidate for President of the United States, RFK Jr., 66 years old.
Okay.
He admitted and had to apologize this weekend for dumping a dead bear in Central Park.
A dead bear dumped it in Central Park?
No, this has got to be from years ago.
And he was this like a fraternity prank from years ago?
No.
What?
The man is 66 years old. He did it in 2014, which was 10 years ago. So he was 56 when this happened. He's in upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
And he's driving when apparently he says the car in front of him hit a bear. Okay? And the bear didn't make it.
Oh.
So he thought, you know what? I'm just going to pick up the dead bear and I'm going to put him in the back of my car.
What?
And then he went back to New York City and said, well, what am I going to do with the bear?
I forgot I had a dead bear in the back of my car.
So, as anyone would do,
he
decides to drive to Central Park in the middle of Manhattan.
It's the closest thing to the woods you can get,
to drop off the dead bear and make it look like a bicycle hit it. So there's people who have like chained up bicycles that, made it look like. And for months and years, they were wondering, how the heck did a dead bear show up in the middle of Central Park? This candidate for president in 2024 said,
oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, that 10 years ago, that was me.
So he set up a fake murder scene in Central Park for a deceased bear. Wow.
Why?
Why do I feel like if he wins the presidency, he's just going to walk around with a shirt on? Like he's like how heavy are bears?
I don't know. This like, I mean, the guy's 66. He's got to have some guns if he's going to be able to pick up a bear.
If he's hauling a dead bear.
But I just kind of wonder, like, do we want, the nuclear codes going to the guy who said, that's sad about the dead bear. I'm going to drive 100 miles back to New York City and dump it in the middle of Central Park and make it look like a bicycle accident. Why am I starting to sound like John Mulaney? I don't know.
Hey, disturbing story, and you can't unhear it. I'm sorry.
He's going up there, and like his friend was in the car in front of him, and his friend hit the bear.
Oh,
and that's when he decided to make these bizarre decisions one after another.
I'm suspicious.
Yeah, that seems a little weird.
Because it's like, I hit my friend hit a bear. There were no witnesses around, and so I dragged the bear into the back of my
Corolla.
They must have been sure the bear was deceased, because you wouldn't want to be driving to the city and all of a sudden have the bear in the back seat wake up.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing.
Mean, what if it was only stunned? We are ready for Chris Muss in August, brought to you by the Margarita Hotel Nashville, distinctly Margaritaville, decisively Nashville.
So if you'd like to go see Chris Stapleton this coming weekend in the suite with some parking passes, here's how you get in on it. You call us right now at 615-553-0933, the Shinglesmith Roofing Unmatched Service Every Shingle Time Hotline.
All right, here we have two Christmas presents. One of them has a chance to win Chris Stapleton tickets.
It's got a staple inside the present.
It's clever, huh? And
no,
the other package, it'll be some other, concert tickets or something.
Yeah, there's going to be something nice in there.
Who's on the phone?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. You'll be our first Chris Muss in August contestant.
That's right.
All right. Two packages for you to pick from. Number one, or number two, which one would you like Jim to open feverishly?
We'll go with package number two.
This is the big box, but I can't tell what's in it because it's only, if there's a staple inside, then you're going to into the drawing with a 1 in 5 chance to go see Chris Stapleton.
With a parking pass in the suite. Where you have your own bathroom and everything, all that cool stuff.
I'm looking in the box, and there's no staple. Danielle. But you know what? There is another prize. It's a pair of tickets to go see Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday the 20th. So
you that ain't bad.
You don't walk away empty-handed.
Yeah, you got some concert tickets.
Nice. I'll take that.
Okay. All right. But all right. Fear not,
yes.
Everyone else.
We still have a staple left to distribute.
Absolutely. So we got to get somebody into the contest for today. So tell you what, when we come back from the break, we will take the very next caller at 615-553-0993 to get into the contest to win tickets in the suite for Chris Stapleton. Our Christmas in August.
706.
All right,
tax
our number.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real Sorry. Solutions for real people.
Sorry, tax lady. 615-553-0933. That is our phone number. Sadly, we did not have a qualifier for the Chris Stapleton before the break, but that's good for you.
Yeah, because we're just going to go to the next caller and make them qualified for the Chris Stapleton tickets.
Let's see. Who do we have on the phone here? Hello.
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
You are now in the running for the Chris Stapleton tickets in our Christmas in August contest. You could see him on Saturday night in the suite with the bathroom, which is just excellent, and parking passes. So congratulations. You're in the drawing. We'll pick somebody at the end of the week. You get a 1 in 5 chance to win these really awesome tickets to go see Chris Stapleton.
Very cool.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Well, all right. Good luck to you.
We're excited for you.
You know, since we have the phone number and people are using it right now, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
615-553-0933. Let's get a couple people to play Gender Wars.
That's a great idea.
Play that next.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're in the Christmas in August contest brought to you by the Margaritaville Hotel Nashville. Margarita Hotel Nashville. Distinctly Margaritaville. Distinctly Nashville.
Totally hits, totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are totally ready for Gender Wars brought to you by Going Postal. It's
your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
Yeah, what he said. We are ready to play the game right now.
What are you, Jim? Trained by the dog wizard. On the line with us, we have a couple of willing contestants.
All right, we have four of the guys in the audience. We have Matt. Hello, Matt. Where are you from?
Hey, Christiana.
All
Excellent.
Right.
Shout out to Christiana this morning.
And for the ladies, we have Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great,
Good.
Thank you. And let's throw a question right back at you. Here's our Get Acquainted question. And Sarah will ask you first. When you get a shot or you're having blood drawn, do you look?
Absolutely not. I'm too busy passing out.
Ah, oh, really? One of those people, yeah. Like, yeah. That wake you up later and say it was really successful.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Matt? When you get your shot or blood drawn, do you look?
I mean, shot, blood drawn, glucose test, no. I can't look at needles. No, thank you.
It's a big nope. All right. I think it's the rare person who does, but I don't know. Let's get going. You each have a screw in the contest. You can use it if you don't know the answer. You yell out screw, and we'll give your question to your opponent. But if they get it right, they steal your point.
So it's a gamble. All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Sarah, would you find a PSI number on a tire, a computer, or a cell phone?
Oh, my husband is going to be so proud it's on the tire.
Yes!
That is correct. All right, she takes the early 1-0 lead. Matt, let's see how you do with your multiple choice. Oil of Olay, Lubriderm, or Jergens? Which brand of lotion features an alligator in their commercials? Oil of Olay, Lubriderm, or Jergens?
Screw?
Ah,
all right,
we're using
early.
The screw. Here we go.
Okay.
I know.
Throwing it over to Sarah. Let's see if she knows. Oil of Olay, Lubriderm, or Jergens? Which one has an alligator in their commercials?
I think it's Lubriderm.
That is
yes,
correct.
Yes, it is.
If she gets another one right here, the question designed for her, she wins it by a score of 3-0.
Okay, or you could just get it wrong on purpose just to keep it interesting. Sarah, during what inning of a baseball game do people stand up and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Oh, gosh.
It's the 7th.
Yes,
seventh.
Just beat the buzzer by a score of 3-0. Oh, Matt, so we feel so bad for you.
Or either Sarah has really fast Google.
Yeah, but you know what, Matt, you took the risk. You used the screw early, and it didn't work out for you. It's a big gamble. But congratulations to Sarah. Everybody give Sarah a high five today. She's the winner of Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning, 7:20, with Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Three things you want to know. Are you looking for a friend? This is kind of cool, but also a little bit on the sad side.
It's a little Black Mirror for me.
You can go to friend.com, okay, and for $99, they'll give you a AI friend that goes on a necklace that you wear around your neck, and then it monitors everything you say, and it makes comments about it, like a friend would. It texts you. It can't talk yet, but they're saying it's like a Tamagotchi, but with a soul.
You've gotta keep it company. I saw the commercial for this. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing
it
ever.
Is. It's like
if you go to friend.com, you can see this commercial, and it's like, how sad. Like somebody's watching a ball game or something, and they're like, oh wow, look at that. And then, like, you know, they get a text a few minutes later, like, yeah, that was some hit, huh?
Wasn't Joaquin Phoenix in a movie about this?
Yeah, it was called Her.
Yeah, where he falls in love with the AI voice.
Yeah.
Fell in love with Alexa.
We're definitely coming to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is so sad.
But they say, like a Tamagotchi, it will also die if you don't take care of it.
Oh my God. Who needs that kind of pressure?
No.
I need low maintenance friends.
Exactly. Check it out. I guess you can pre-order it. They won't be out till after the first of the year. Producer Sean, what you got?
Well, in celebrity news, Ben Affleck and J-Lo are in the news again. So they're talking about another divorce.
Of course. We knew this was coming
this time,
when they announced their marriage.
This time it's because, Ben, he's been struggling with alcohol for a while. He's made that pretty
clear.
Pretty clear.
Yeah.
So apparently J-Lo has started selling alcohol. And
she has like her own brand of liquor.
Has her own brand. And Ben has put his foot down and said, you know what? For my sobriety, I don't think I can stay in this relationship. Now, that being said, they're holding off until the end of the summer because I guess, you know, why mess with the summer plans, right?
Right. Summer's fun. Let's get divorced when it's not so fun.
But he's already been out to L.A. and purchased a $20 million bachelor pad and shaved his hair to a faux hawk. So it sounds like he's already ready for summer to end. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm almost wondering if she wanted out of the relationship. Is he like, all right, what can I do to make him leave? Oh, you know what? I'm going to door some booze.
Sounds like an excuse.
And Colin Jost, one of the Weekend Update anchors at SNL, was covering the surfing for the Olympics on NBC.
Right.
But during the downtime of them waiting for waves to come, he cut his foot on a rock while swimming and then contracted an infection. Oh. A staph infection.
Ow.
So they immediately shipped him back to the United States to get, like, the best, you know, treatment for it.
Yeah, he could lose a foot.
Yeah. And they didn't really have anybody lined up to replace him. So NBC just asked the local weather guy in Tahiti, who I guess is Australian.
Okay. It's near Australia.
Yeah, to, you know, just step in and be the commentator. And the guy's like, okay. I don't know much about it.
Do I get Colin Jost money?
He does say he wants an invite to the NBC Christmas party for taking the last second job.
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. The easiest way to listen is on the app.
Just go to the App Store and search for 93.3 Classic Hits. And there it is. We would like to say a big shout out to our friend Randy, who just messaged us and said he's listening from Croatia, Dubrovnik, Croatia.
Oh, wow.
So if you're thinking,
wow,
can I get it in Bellevue? Yes. Probably first.
Or the number one English-speaking morning show in Croatia. Woody and Jim in the morning. All right, brace yourself. We are ready now for a Woody and Jim joke-off. The rules are simple, as are the contestants. Sean?
Explain the rules.
The rules are Woody and Jim are going to tell each other horrible jokes.
Yes.
And the first one who laughs loses, aside from
Simple
the listeners.
Simple as that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. The losers are the listeners. Yeah.
We torture ourselves and you.
That have to hear this.
Okay.
Now, remember, last week was under protest because I swear Woody laughed, but he said he wasn't laughing. But let it go.
I would never lie to you, Jim.
I'll let it go.
All right.
All right. Who should go first?
Sean tells who
flipping
starts.
Flipping the coin. Jim. Call heads or tails.
Jim.
Heads. Heads.
And Woody goes first.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have some dramatic music?
I think we do.
Okay, let's see. Bring it up there just to ratchet up the tension. Okay. There it is.
Jim, I don't mean to brag, but I put together a jigsaw puzzle in one day.
Really?
And the box said 2 to 4 years.
Good job.
Okay. All right.
Woody. So, like, I was watching somebody imitating the Olympics in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, a foreign guy. He was carrying, like, a long stick. And I asked him, are you a pole vaulter?
Mm.
And he replied, no, I'm a German, but how do you know my name is Walter?
Sean loved it.
What?
His silence said it all.
Yes.
Jim, who was the builder of King Arthur's Round Table?
I don't know.
Circumference.
Ah. Mm.
That was clever.
Clever, not humorous, but clever.
Woody, I heard 90% of bald people still own a comb. I guess they have a hard time parting with it.
Mm-hmm. Jim, my girlfriend complains that I don't buy her flowers.
She does.
I had no idea she sold flowers.
I saw two huge blackbirds stuck together in my yard this morning.
Mm.
Turns out they were Velcros. Mm. That hurt myself.
Jim, this morning at Waffle House, I told the waitress that my coffee tasted like mud. She said, well, it should. It was fresh ground this morning.
Oh, get ground.
Yeah.
Ground, okay.
Ground like
yeah.
Dirt, ground.
Right. Okay. Woody, NASA is sending up a satellite to say sorry to the aliens.
Really?
They're calling it the Apollo G.
That's,
okay, all right.
That
all
was
right.
Smirk-worthy.
Smooth. Mm-hmm.
Jim, my girlfriend and I laugh about how competitive we are.
Really?
But I laugh more.
Not many people know that Yoda has a last name.
Yoda has a last name?
He does.
Yeah?
It's Lehihu.
You suck. Actually, I suck.
Oh, goodness.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. If you're like us and can't get enough of us, we now have our Woody and Jim Show podcast. It's up.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, wherever, we're there. Just look for Woody and Jim, and you can get a quick recap of every show if you miss it. We've had a really interesting weekend at the Olympics. Okay, so if you love, like, you know, triumph and victory and stuff like that, there's plenty to celebrate. And then we're going to go to the weird, okay? So, first of all, we're congratulating this morning our local friend.
Woohoo!
Who do we got, Sean? Tell us about her.
Yeah, so Gretchen Walsh is making all kinds of news. She's a Nashville native, a Harpeth Hall graduate,
nice.
And officially the holder of 2 gold medals on top of her 2 silver medals.
Nice. I think she broke some records, too.
She has 2 world records as well. As, you know, on her way to getting those 2 golds, she broke some records.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Now, she did this in honor, her older sister, who was in the Olympics the last time in Tokyo, Alex, her sister, got
Alex
disqualified
Walsh, yeah.
in one of her matches for an illegal turn in her race. She switched, I think, going breaststroke to something else.
Yeah.
And, it was a technical thing.
That's
and
tough.
It was devastating for her, I'm sure.
And they're they're super competitive.
Very
I've watched
competitive.
Interviews between the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, way to go, Gretchen Walsh.
Yeah, Gretchen, good
Alex,
job.
Alex, you're now my favorite because you need the bigger hug.
Exactly.
Okay? Sorry, it says DQ for your Olympics. You work so hard, but there's always the next one.
Okay, now we move on to the bulge that was seen around the world.
So if you weren't following over the weekend, there was this gymnast who was doing the vault?
It was a pole vault. Pole vault.
And because like they never show anything leading up to it. They just show him like moving through the air.
People are saying he put more pole in the pole vault.
Yes, he did. So they have the cameras like right over, like, you know, from the roof, the ceiling, and they're looking down, and he actually bumped one of the bars that you're not supposed to bump with his bulge. Only a couple of billion people were watching.
NBC and Peacock very excited, and he was even more excited.
We can tell. Oh man, I guess he already disqualified him before it hit. Like he had already hit something else with his foot, so he would have been disqualified anyway. But they kept focusing on the bulge hitting the bar. I love this is like my absolute like favorite tweet because it just sums up the massive disappointment.
Yes.
So, somebody on X said, when you're about to win an Olympic medal, but your massive bleep gets in the way while the whole world watches in slow motion.
It's big pole vault energy.
93.3 FM. Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Woody and Jim in the morning, sponsored by the Dog Wizard. Transform your dog's behavior today. Go to thedogwizard.com. Tell them Woody and Jim sent you, and you get 10% off. Bad news for Aerosmith fans. They were scheduled to be here in October at Bridgestone Arena, and that is not going to happen because they've decided they're going to retire from touring permanently. Steven Tyler has some throat issues that he will not get over. So they said, nah, we're just going to hang it up.
That stinks for the people who were especially going to go see them here in Nashville later this year. But I'm surprised like he hasn't hurt his vocal cords long before this.
I mean, if you listen to any of their music, you know, it's a strain.
Yeah. I mean, like, amazing you made it this long.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, that's too bad. Producer Sean, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so I got some interesting Dog Days of Summer news. There is a dog bookstore down in Green Hills.
A dog bookstore?
Yeah.
For dogs who read?
For dogs who like to be read, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so at any point, they have like 4 to 6 dogs roaming any day, and customers are encouraged to bring their friendly dogs.
Right. They got to get along with the other dogs.
Right. I hope I'm not butchering the name, but it's a Parnassus Books. Parnassus Books. So I did butcher it.
It's kind of a weird name, but understandable.
But
very cool.
It just made me get so excited when I found out about it. Now I got to go and play with some, because there's the catio not far from where I live. And so now this is like a dog version of that. So.
Right.
Cool. I like it.
That's we love our pets.
I can't ever bring my dog there because he needs to be trained by the dog wizard. But yeah, I'm glad for other people. So there's a hilarious story, I guess, of this woman who... her husband got ratted out by the dog about what he was doing. So
narked on by the dog?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like, I guess they had a Springer Spaniel, and she would, you know, the dog would be taken out by the guy on these long walks. And she, you know, the wife was going, oh, this is great. He's taking him out for long walks. That's good for the dog. It's good for him. Until... like, all of a sudden, the dog showed up at the door of their house, but without her husband.
Oh.
And she's like, where is he?
Daddy?
And he led her to the bar where he takes the dog, where he's supposedly walking every time.
Wow.
So usually he leaves the house, goes to the bar with the dog, drinks, and then comes home.
And then stumbles home with the dog. The dog leads him home.
The dog narked on him. This is where he is.
That'd be a great name for a bar. Taking the dog for a walk. I'm going to take a dog for a walk. You know the big slap in the face that is Monday morning? No. Let's change that mood right now. Dr. Carroll is a beloved dentist in Nolensville. And in a rare occurrence, actually on Tuesday during the big thunderstorm, His house got hit by lightning and started a fire in the attic. Of course, the Nolanville Fire Department was there to take it out. And some of the actual firefighters were injured, but they're expected to be okay. To help out, they figured, let's help out Dr. Carroll, our favorite dentist. 7-year-old Hayden and his 5-year-old sister Lindley decided to set up a lemonade stand in Nolansville, and they also sold cookies and lemonade. And in one day, they made $500 to help out Dr. Carroll with his expenses and all the things that'll
happen. That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. There you go. That changed your mood just a little bit.
Yes. Restored my faith in humanity.
Yes. You know, we have the Chris Stapleton contest, Chris Muss, in August. And if that doesn't do enough to make you roll your eyes and moan, we have a Woody and Jim joke-off in just minutes. You know, Mondays are difficult. We try to make it more difficult, torturing ourselves and you with a Woody and Jim joke-off.
Tell us the joke that got you. If you're like driving or just already at your desk and
usually they're just such bad jokes. Eventually, your resistance wears down.
You hate yourself for laughing at them because they're just so bad. All right, let me kick it off this time.
All right,
some dramatic music. Here we go. Okay. Why was Cinderella? This is real. I'm starting super bad.
Okay. We've been warned.
I'm just telling you.
All right,
Woody. Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
Why, Jim?
Because she kept running away from the ball.
You were right.
That hurt.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was painful.
Jim, I don't know if you heard this over the weekend, but a truck loaded with Vicks Vapor Rub overturned on I-24.
Really?
Yeah. Amazingly, there was no congestion for about 8 hours.
Mm. Oh, that was close. I was smiling.
Congestion.
I liked it. Woody just got back from Old Hickory Lake when this lady knocked on my door, and she's like asking for a donation for the local swimming pool in the neighborhood. So I gave her a glass of water.
Every little bit helps.
Is that a smirk?
Okay. Just a smirk. Okay.
Jim, yesterday the boss told me to have a good day. So I went home.
That's not what you're supposed to do?
Woody, you know Krait, who does the afternoon show here on 93.3?
Yes.
He called me yesterday out of nowhere and says he wants to change his name to Spinal Column. I said, I don't even know what to do with that. So I'll call you back.
Okay.
Jim, I didn't used to think I was fat. Until the girl behind the counter at McDonald's had to say, I'm sorry about your weight.
Sean liked that one.
Oh, Sean laughed. Okay.
That was a Jim laugh.
Jim was able to hold on.
I was close.
Jim was able to hold on.
Last night, I was so excited to come to work this morning that I slept like a baby. I woke up every 2 hours crying. Almost got you.
You know, Jim, if laziness was an Olympic sport, I would come in fourth because, you know, that way I wouldn't have to walk to the podium. Okay.
All right, Woody's the winner.
That's enough.
That was pretty good.
That wasn't that bad. That had some humor in it.
I could kind of relate to it. Oh, my gosh. The Monday morning Woody and Jim joke off. Tune in just after 8 o'clock, same time next week.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.